Hello, my name is Connor Schnettgoki, and the book I read was The Adventures of Alfred Kropp by Rick Yancey. So, first off, what the story is about. It's a teenager named Alfred Kropp who lives in a small apartment with his uncle Farrell, who is a security guard. Alfred is a very shy boy, but is also freakishly big for his age. The kids at school call him Frankenstein, and everyone thinks he's mentally handicapped, even though he's most definitely not. Alfred lives with his uncle because he never knew his dad, and his mom died from cancer when he was 12. A man named Arthur Myers calls Alfred's uncle at work and offers a $1 million for a return of an object that was stolen from him. That was a sword by Uncle Farrell's boss, Bernard Sampson. Basically, Alfred has to break into his main office, find the safe, and steal the sword himself, accidentally cutting himself on a blade. Then when he's about to leave, he's attacked by three monks, armed with swords as well. A battle ensues, but Alfred manages to defeat them, though he has never fought with the sword. And then his enemies have seen, expected that he did not fight, so that's why they thought that they could take him down. Alfred and Uncle Farrell manage to escape to their apartment, where they are attacked by Arthur Myers, the one who assessed them to get the sword. He steals the sword and kills his Uncle Farrell, but spares Alfred. Alfred meets Bernard Sampson, who is the one who owned the sword that he stole it from, who explains to him that Arthur Myers is a terrorist who wanted control of Bernard's sword, which was Excalibur, and that the monks were exactly the heirs of knights who vowed to protect the sword, and Bernard Sampson goes off to try to reclaim the sword from Myers that he knows as Mogart. That would be the name that they considered him as. A member of an international agency called OIPIP, that their code name for Mogart is the Dragon. When Alfred asks Sampson if there's anything he can do to help, Sampson replies he can pray. Because once this sword is in the wrong hands, it's terrible and it can lead to world destruction. Because it can destroy everything in its path. Alfred returns to his normal life unwillingly, and is taken into a foster home owned by a family called the Tuttles. The next day, Manasio is ready to leave without Alfred, but Alfred pleads to the knight to help in any way he can. Manasio offers Alfred a chance to drive him. They drive to Canada. On the way, Manasio reveals him that Bernard Sampson was the heir of Lancelot, and that he is on the heir of Bedivere, the knight who is charged to put Excalibur back into the lake when Arthur died. Alfred and Benicio continue to Nova Scotia, where they are attacked again, but are rescued by Mike Arnold, an agent of OIPIP. Then they fly to France. OIPIP offers to trade $10.5 billion for the sword. The exchange happens at Stonehenge. However, Mogart double-crosses them and slaughters them. Benicio tries to fight Mogart, knowing full well he cannot overpower him, since he has Excalibur. Mogart disarms and kills him, leaving Alfred, who has prevented from helping by Mike Arnold, a member of the OIPIP. As the last man standing, Alfred manages to free himself from Arnold's grip and runs to Mogart, eventually manages to take Excalibur from him. Then he escapes with Mike Arnold. Though Arnold claims he kept him away from the battle to save his life, Alfred understands that he's a traitor working for Mogart, and that he is the one who set up the exchange, allowing Mogart to kill Benicio, the last knight alive. Therefore, Alfred runs away with Excalibur, steals a van, and takes shelter in a hotel where Alfred finds Mike again and forces him to lead Mogart, but decides to spare his life, only knocking him out. Then he meets Mogart again and hands over Excalibur, but Mogart betrays him again and stabs Natalia, before attacking him with Excalibur. Once again, Mogart has the upper hands thanks to Excalibur. He disarms Alfred, who reveals to him he is the heir of Lancelot, the son of Bernard Sampson, who Mogart hates. Hearing this, Mogart flies into rage and stabs Alfred, pinning him to the wall off the cave while telling him how he tortured Samson until he could no longer beg for his life. then beheaded him and told him, took his head to the crows, or fed his head to the crows in Jatibia. Alfred dies and has a vision of a lady in the garden. Then he finds his true destiny as the master of the sword, as the original King Arthur stories. Mogart is unable to pull the sword out of the stone, as the other master of the sword can claim it. Crop, having revived himself, pulls the sword out of the stone, beheads Mogart, heals Natilia with his blood, and returns home as a hero. The message of the story is taking us through the tough adventures of Alfred Krop and showing us what it takes to be a real hero and how to become a real hero. It takes lots of dedication to put your life on the line for someone else's stuff, even though you didn't think you had anything to do with it. The main point is the main character is a hero because, for one, he shows that he is larger than life by taking on tough obstacles from this book. Personally, he also fits my definition of what a hero would be: a person who is admired or idolized for courage and outstanding achievements. Then he has the trait of performing deeds of great valor to the sword and putting it back to its rightful owner. The final trait he performed is standing for what he thinks is right, even though others might not have been standing with him. This fits the hero's journey outline because the book includes the following stages of the ordinary world: the call to adventure, refusal of the call, meeting with the mentor, crossing the threshold, test enemies and allies, an approach, the ordeal, the reward, the road back, the resurrection, and finally, the return with the elixir. In the end of the book, Adventures of Alfred Krop, I think it's easy to see that Alfred Krop is a true hero and shows that throughout the Adventures of Alfred Krop, with some very good examples and explanations of why he is a true hero.